Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to each and every one of you. You are now listening to the weekly Avon Motivational Show. This show is dedicated to those individuals at various levels selling Avon products. It is the hope that this show will help you as an Avon representative take your Avon business to the next level. Today we are going to talk about getting social with Avon. And I know a lot of people are just very afraid of the internet, and they're very afraid of this new thing called social media, and we have to get over it. We have to get over it. But before we start, let me just say that we was scheduled to have someone from Avon Corporate to talk about the living brochure this week, this actual Monday. But we rescheduled that for the third week in August. So she will come in because there's going to be a new Avon Living brochure coming out in August, and they want to talk about that. So I just wanted to put that out there for you. Okay, so getting back to social media, you know, we have to get over it. Social media is here. It's here to stay. And the way I see it, it's going to even evolve even larger than what it is now. So how do we define social media? Social media is the posting on any kind of information or photos on websites and various apps. And so what are these websites and what are these apps? There are things like Facebook, there's Twitter, what we all heard of, and Instagram, and blogging is considered social media. WhatsApp, some of us have WhatsApp. I know in my downline we use that a lot to communicate with our leaders and other Avon reps. You have Pinterest, and that's just to name a few. And I know that many of you are aware that Avon also has social media as well. And we've always had social media. We, on our website, on youravon.com, our individual website, there is under the web tab, if you scroll down, once you go into that new page, you'll see my blog. You could actually blog on your website and communicate with your potential visitors to your website. The other thing we have is we have another app that was that we've had sometime, and it's called Avon Mobile. And Avon Mobile is a wonderful app because I call it Avon on the go, because you can actually do everything that you would do on your Avon.com on that mobile device. You can place orders. You can make a phone call. You can look up your customers. You can, once you find and locate your customers, you can actually call them by just pressing the call button, and it will automatically dial them. You can also send them a text message from that app, and it has something that looks like a cartoon speaker box in a circle. And then you can also send your customers an email, providing you have those information on your customers in your Avon.com address book. So it's very important, first of all, to make sure that you, when you get new customers, to make sure you put them in your Avon address book, and to fill in all those blanks, the email address, the cell phone address, because this will give you the opportunity to text and email these clients. You could tell them that their order is in, or you can notify them when you know that their favorite red lipstick is now on sale. The other app that we have, which is brand new, and I am so excited, it's like it really truly is a no-brainer. They took the same app, which is on the on youravon.com, your back office, but they made it an app. And it's called Avon Social Media App. And what I like about this app, they have various categories. They have videos on maybe how to put on mascara or how to make that smoky eye. So you could send that app to your people in your phone book as a text message, or you could actually send that video to any of the social media spots, but including Facebook. And when you when the visitors see that in their feed, when they that's what it's called when you see all the different postings from somebody, that's called a feed. So when somebody sees that feed of your posting of the Avon, either the recruiting or video or whatever, when they once they click on that, that will take them, that will redirect that person to your personal website where they can actually place an order. Also on that website, you can also do recruiting, which is they have numerous videos that you can use for recruiting. And then what happens when we run into a young lady who don't speak English and she only speaks Spanish? There's no problem. You can go and you can do the drop-down box, and at the very bottom there's a way where you can click Espanol, click on that, and depending on your, I noticed this, depending on the age of your cell phone, you can you have to hit either done on top or hit the back button on the bottom. excuse me. So where do you find these various apps? Well, these apps can be found in, if you have an Android phone, it's located in your Play Store. So what you would do, you would search by putting Avon Social Media. You would see it, and you click on that, and that allow it to download into your onto your phone. If you have an iPhone, the same thing, you go to your Apple Store, and you click on that and allow it that app to excuse me to download onto your phone. And let me say that these apps are absolutely free of charge. You don't have to pay anything for them. So once you have these apps onto your phone, what do? Well, I think the most effective, any effective marketing plan has to have a plan. And so what you're going to do, my suggestion is to go to youravon.com. And on, when you go to your avon.com, you have a row of links on the top. It starts out with my orders, on my account, web office, and then you have campaign tools. Click on the campaign tool. So we're now, right now we're in campaign 16. We're getting ready to place an order for campaign 16. So let's say for argument's sake, you know, you want to get your last crunch of ad. Let's go to campaign 18. You want to do something in advance. So you go to campaign 18. Study that sheet. It's a PDF. It opens up into another window, and then there you will see ideas, selling ideas. And this will happen on the campaign 18 idea. They have five. So you may want to one of them is talking about the different the mascara, the lipstick, and one of the creams that they're having a special on. So you take that and say this is going to be the theme of your social media. What I like to do, because I'm always running, and I know a lot of people are very busy, just like myself, what I would suggest, whatever you come up with, run it across the board. Run it across the board. So if you're going to use the theme of the lipstick combination, the beauty combination set, feature that on your Facebook. Feature that on all your social media, and if you do a newsletter, feature that on there. And then also send people a text message. Now, what you should also be doing every time you get a new customer, this is what you should do. You enter her name in your Avon website address book, and at the same time, you enter her information on your cell phone. And then what you can do in your cell phone, in the address section of your cell phone, you can create a group. And you can assign each individual to that group. So I have Avon Customer Group. And I think I have like 20 people in each group. And I have Avon Customer Group 1, Avon Customer Group 2, Avon Customer Group 3, and it goes on like that. And I have about 20 people in the group. So if I want to send a a text blast to the individual that's on my group, then I can do that. And then so whatever I decide to use as the source of information or promotion that I'm going to use, I select that promotion from my Avon social media app. Once I select that, you scroll down slowly and you see on the bottom, right before where the ad just about to end, it will have Facebook, it will have text message, the symbol for text messages. And then what you do, you click on that symbol for text message. And then when it comes to up top where you have to address the recipient of the text message, you click on that. And on my phone, I have a Samsung, so it's like a little body. So I click on that, and then I look for, in my contacts, I look for groups. And then I open the group, I click all, and then I send it all to that whole group. So, and it's just that easy. And, you know, people say, oh, I don't have time to do this. When am I going to do this? I'm busy. I got the kids. I have a job, yada, yada, yada. But when you're traveling, you know, this is something you can do when you're on the subway, going to work. This is something you can do when you're at the doctor's office. You can do this standing online at a supermarket, because it's all it is a click and a go. And I would say it's just that simple. Establish a time and a day you want to do this. And you know, you're just starting out. Don't overwhelm yourself. Say you do it once a you start out twice a month, sending out a blast in social media, whether it's on Facebook, whether it's on social, or whether it's in your app store, or whether it's you're sending messages to that group that you have on your cell phone, and. Just blast it out. Blast it out. That's all you have to do, and just wait for the orders to come. Now, there's something else I want to say. Oh God. Yeah, it'll come to me. Well, anyway, it will come to me. One of the things I do also when I send an individual text message, I do like I send your guys a text message. I always let people know there's a group message, because you don't want to make people angry because you've got 9 million people responding. So I always say this is a group message. Please text me individually, you know, privately. This way the people are not responding, because sometimes when people get text message, and I do that in very large letters, just like I sent out for this show. This way, people don't respond, because they see a text message. They're running around real quickly, and so they just quickly reply. And now everybody getting this response, and it annoys people. So just try to put that big text saying, "This is a group text. Please respond privately." The other thing, social media often, you can pull these pictures up into your social media. You can, like I said before, you can blog. You can blog on your avon.com site, or you can open an account like Tumblr or WordPress. And then what you can do, you can go to Google, and you can type in, let's say, their new eye cream. You click that in, search for that. Go to images. When you do a search on Google, it will say web, it will say news, it may say shopping, and one of those tabs will say images. Click on images, and then what you can do is once you find the image that you like, scroll through. Once you find the image that you like, take your mouse, hover it over that image, right click the image, and then click save. Photo. You want to save photo to your desktop. Then when you go to your blog or even your Facebook page or whatever you want to do, you can upload that image into your blog and then write something very short and sweet. Short, just everybody's running short and sweet. That's what you want to do. And you just have fun with it, you know. When something's I even text my customers or email my customers or blog my customers or post on Facebook when something exciting has happened to me. You know, if I've achieved President's Club, you know, I've achieved that because of my customers. Because they're such loyal customers, you know, I've achieved that goal. So, you know, so people like to see and see, you know, that see what you're doing, and they see how serious you are about your business when they see that you are being rewarded for the things that you do. So these are the type of things you also post on Facebook, your achievements. I would not overdo it because you don't want to bombard people, but certainly on Facebook, you want to also teach people. You know, if you see a little tip, you can always Google makeup tip or eyeshadow tip or whatever, and you know, take that information and share that with your clients. A lot of people now are wearing what's called fourth eyelashes. You know, and you know, Avon has fourth eyelashes now in our brochure. You may want to talk about how to select the eyelash or how to apply the eyelash. But one of the things you don't want to appear to be is always asking people to buy. So if people see that when you're blogging or when you're posting on Facebook that you're also including things that's helpful for them to learn, they'll be more apt to look at your postings on.
They know that you're not just, you know, there begging people to buy products only.
So just remember that, you know, you always want to make sure that you are, you know, you're sharing information with your client. Let them know when there's a sale. You know, Avon has these great, wonderful sales. Let them know that sales are about to come in the near day or two or the weeks to come. This way they can appreciate, especially if you know your customers' buying patterns and you know they always buy Skin So Soft and you see that the Skin So Soft is going to be on sale, you know, call them, or text them or email them. Let them know that this item is coming up on sale, and this is a great time to stock up. And your customers will love you for that. They really would love you when you do things that way. So I think I pretty much covered everything in terms of social media. There was something else I wanted to say, and I can't remember what it was. And I'm sure it will come to me. But, you know, make it work. Don't think of it as something that's very hard. If social media is a piece of cake, it literally is a piece of cake, and it's something that you can just enjoy doing. And like I said before, you can do this in your free time while you're watching TV. Again, it's just a click, and it's a go. And you'll have to worry about the content because it's all there, designed and written for you by Avon. So, you know, really take the time and go for the gusto. And again, I can't stress planning your promotion, your campaign with the campaign tool that you have on your Avon. And you'll find you'll be very, very successful. And the last thing I want to talk about with social media and even with your email blast and text messages, I always, on my Facebook page, I always ask people to share this information with others. And this way, you know, it will grow your business to people that you don't even know. So always ask for them to share the information and also tell them, people need to be told what to do. And that just blows my mind. But if you don't tell them, they won't do it. So you always tell, buy now. stop now. Call now. If you don't put those words in, they don't. They just like read it, and they don't act. They don't act. They need a call to action. Always include a call to action in your email. Buy now, call now, you know, whatever it is, and always include a way in which the people can contact you. Now, and once again, the Avon social media already have that built in. But, you know, I would still put my my phone number or email address, not email address, but my web address there to so that people can have it. Because if people don't think to click, they may not realize it. And they, you know, this way still have a way of contacting you to place those orders. And I think that's it. I'm going to end this on the call early by 5 minutes because I have to. I'm actually in my office in New Rochelle, and I'm going to close up and leave for the day. But I hope this, you found this to be very helpful. And again, don't fear social media. Plan your promotions. Click and go. Okay, good night, everyone. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening. And don't forget to place your Avon order. Good night.